It was nighttime when we were dropped into the lobby. The shadows cast from the city lights outside the window were long, creeping up the walls until they disappeared into the high ceilings. Our footsteps echoed through the empty room. Okay, let's check the reception desk and see what the hell this place is. Hey, you don't happen to have a flashlight, do you? No. Worth asking. I honestly have no idea what I'm looking for. Wait. This. I recognize this. Oh, shit. Fuck, Breach. What the hell is wrong with you? I know where we are. I know exactly where we are. Have you heard of the company Metalla Industries? Yeah, the biotech company. Welcome to their headquarters. Fuck, Breach. How could you think this was a good idea? So I have been keeping tabs on them, and the company recently expanded their theoretical physics research division by a lot. Now, ostensibly, this is to research new developments in the quantum-level biochips that they've been working on. That can't be the whole story. The CEO and founder is Grayson Metalla, and he has been after me ever since Breach bonded me. The guys that were looking for us in the restaurant, they were sent by him. He is a brilliant researcher. He's a natural business leader. He's a total mystery to the public. He also happens to be a solo. What is a solo? So you and I are considered a pair. And I've known a few pairs, personally, and one solo. Now, most of the verses, like universes, I mean, like Breach, bond to two people. It's a little hard to explain why, but the verses that bond in pairs are kind of following the natural order of the multiverse. But it gets into a lot of technical stuff and it doesn't really matter right now. Some verses will bond to a single person, and for whatever reason, they won't seek a pair. And these verses are kind of going in opposition to the natural order. And we call those bonded people solos. And the abilities of a solo are different. You and I, we need breach points to be able to enter breach, and we need to be reasonably close to one to be able to carry breach and channel his power. But a solo doesn't. A solo can enter and exit their verse at will, and their power is at full at all times. And they can be pretty fucking dangerous. God damn it. I really just want to get out of here. This is a fucked up place to be. But that could probably mess up everything even more. So let's just take a look around. Come on. We crept into the hallway beside the reception desk and looked at the row of elevators in front of us. Going up, I guess. We stepped into the elevator, and I was about to press the top floor button when you grabbed my wrist. You'd noticed something. The elevator across from us had two buttons. Both were labeled up, but one of them had a lot more wear on it than the other. Wow, good catch. We made our way out and pressed that button instead. The elevator started moving down. I could feel a growing pit in my stomach, an uneasiness. I reached over and I gripped your hand tight, and you gripped back. I looked at you and I gave you the most reassuring smile I could muster, but I don't think it was very convincing. The elevator moved for what felt like forever, but eventually stopped. The doors opened. It was another hallway. The lights here were motion activated. I knew that because there was a figure moving down the hallway. They darted to hide in a doorway when they heard the elevator. What the hell? I am guessing whoever that is, they're not supposed to be here either. Fuck, we should just stay hidden. Come on, let's go. This is bad. You squeezed my hand, and you pulled me out into the hallway. The lights turned on above us, like a spotlight. The figure peeked around the corner.
Are you a pair?
I was frozen, and you just nodded. The figure came around the corner with her hands held out to the sides, moving slowly.
Listen, I'm a friend. Did your verse bring you here?
What do you know about that? Who are you?
We don't have time to talk right now. We've got 6 minutes before the next patrol comes down. So you need to just help me or leave, okay? I think we're here for the same reason, so I'd like it if you helped.
Okay, I want you to tell us who you are and what you know about us being a pair.
Don't be stupid. We can talk later. For now, follow me.
Fuck. I looked to you. You shrugged. We didn't have much of a choice, it seemed. We crept along the hallway, and I cringed every time one of those lights came on above us. Will you at least tell us your name?
It's Cass. Now be quiet and keep your eyes open.
Cass moved as though she knew exactly where she was going. She kept muttering to herself as we walked.
Yes, of course.
It made me feel uneasy.
I never said anything.
You shot me a glance that seemed to say, I don't like this. I didn't like it either.
Here. This door.
How do you know? Wait, shouldn't we just...
What the fuck?
The room inside was long with concrete walls. Red lights circled on the ceiling. In all of the chaos of noise and light, it was hard for my mind to process what I was seeing along the walls. Glass tanks, in groups of two, lining the walls as far down as we could see. There were people, suspended, in the bluish liquid within. Stranger still was what existed between each set of tanks. A crackling ball of energy. Suspended in some sort of large stone ring. I knew what this was immediately. These pairs were being used to maintain a portal to their verses. This is why we were hunted. Fuck, Bridge. The hell did you think we were gonna do about this? Fuck.
You're the Breach pair. People are talking about you. We don't have a lot of time. Let's at least help a few of these pairs. Come on, help me figure out how to drain one of these.
Yeah, okay. I think I can see how these are connected. But before we could reach the first tank, the door flew open behind us as a strike unit rushed in through the door, guns raised. Grace and Metalla entered behind them, looking almost concerned. But before we could react, Cass grabbed each of us by the arm and shouted,
"Hold your breath!"
It felt like I was drowning.
Cass! What the fuck?
Just hold on. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's almost over.
We were under an overpass. It was daytime now. We fell to our knees, disoriented and out of breath.
Sorry, friends. I know passing through another verse can be jarring if you're unacquainted. Fisher says she's sorry, too.
Cass, you're a solo?
Mm-hmm. Fisher bonded with me about 9 years ago. It's the oldest bond amongst solos. She's, eccentric, as universes go. What? No, not yet. I know what you said. Okay, fuck. Listen. Fisher says you're close to a breach point. It's in the abandoned hotel at the corner of 3rd and Hogarth. You should be able to feel it, can you?
You looked at me, startled. You heard him? Great. Okay. This is really good. If you can hear him now, which way did you feel the pull? You pointed northwest. Yeah, I feel it there too. Cass, come with us. We have a lot of questions, and we could really use your help.
Can't right now. Got shit to do. You saw what they're up to in there. I have to do some more digging around. Reach out to some of my people. And make a plan. But I have questions for you too. So I'll find you later, all right?
Cass turned to go. Cass, wait. What's Fisher's dominance?
Solidity. And breach?
Currents. We'll see you soon then?
Yep. Take care of each other. See ya.
Cass walked straight towards the overpass wall and simply walked straight through it as though it wasn't there at all. Solidity. That makes sense. I guess that's how she was able to get into Mattel HQ. Fuck. What we saw in there. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Listen, like, despite our access to Breach's dominance, we are not superheroes. We couldn't even feel him in there. God, sometimes I feel like I'm just some idiot child being pulled around by forces that should have chosen someone else. Anyway, come on. As we walked, Breach reached out for us. When he did, I felt the bond pulling me towards you. Oh, you feel that too, right? I knew you felt it too by the way you whimpered and bit your lip. I squeezed your hand tightly. There was now a tension mounting that was just begging to be set free. More than a tension, it was becoming a need. We followed the pull of the breach point, letting it guide us. A need growing stronger. The words abandoned hotel had conjured to mind a dilapidated building with broken windows and peeling paint. That wasn't the case. A broken window might have actually made it easier to find a way in. We ended up finding a fire escape at the side of the building, and we climbed in through an unlocked emergency exit. We wandered around the halls in silence, following the pull. A breach point was truly that, just an infinitesimally small point in space. It was easy enough to follow the pull and find where it was in the hotel. We didn't have to be right beside it to rest, but there was a comfort in being close. As soon as we found that room, the tension burst. Oh my God. Fuck. It's too intense today. I need you. Oh fuck, I need you. Come on, take this off. Take this off, take it off me too. Please. Oh my God. Oh God. Yeah, hold me. Take hold of me. Oh, that's good. Fuck, that's good. Wait, let me get your underwear. You do. But I want to lick you now. And don't worry, I know how you like it too. Oh. Oh, we should have done this before. Oh, is it good? I guess we should leave some new things to be discovered, huh? Oh, God. Yeah. I like that. You taste really good. Oh my god. What? It's weird that he's watching. He's been watching us the whole time. We were literally inside of him before. I don't know why this would be a problem. Okay. I guess don't look, Breach. Whatever that means, don't look. I need to be closer to you. Can I go inside you now? Fucking please. Okay. No. Oh god. Oh yeah. Oh god. I'm so glad that you were there today. I don't know what I would have thought. You pushed me to go on. I would have backed out without you. You're really fucking brave. That's really fucking sexy to me. Glad it was you. That Breach. Oh, fuck. That he bonded to. Because. Even outside of the bond, I just do. I find you attractive. Fucking attracted. God. Again. Okay. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, put your fingers there. I want you to come too. I think I'm gonna get pretty close pretty soon. But I want you to come too. Can you come with me? Yeah, I know. I'm starting to be able to... Oh, God. I'm starting to be able to feel you, too. Fuck. Yeah, no. It's just a little bit, but I can feel you rubbing your clit. That's gonna make me cum. Fuck, that's gonna make me cum. Oh, God. bed beside you and caught my breath. We have to try to help those pairs. I don't know. I don't know how. There's no breach point near where they are. I couldn't feel him. I have no idea what we could possibly do. I don't even know why he put us there. There was nothing we could do. Do you have any ideas, Breach? No, of course not. You know, for being a whole universe, you're not really helping me right now. Do you have any ideas? Yeah, no, I forget sometimes that it was just yesterday. You know, it feels like we've known each other forever. I have to tell you something. I used to work for Metalla Industries. Grayson Metalla was something of a mentor to me. I headed up his advanced prosthetics division, and he was a good man then. A really good man. And he was a friend. I miss him, to be honest. I don't know what happened to him, really, but I miss talking to him. I miss getting the great advice he would always seem to have at a moment's notice, and it didn't matter what the circumstance was. It didn't matter what my problem was. He always knew what to say. But now everything's all fucked up, and he's trying to get into Breach, and I have no idea why. I have no idea why he's trying to get into any of these verses. He's got goddamn armed goons on staff now, so that can't be good. A lot has changed since I was there. The company got bigger and they relocated. I guess Grayson has changed a lot too. Anyway, we should get some rest. Like I said, I am really glad that you were there with me today. You gave me strength. Like I said, I'm not some superhero or action star. I can't fight for shit. I'm an engineer. But having you there was good. I just realized you don't even know my name. Shit, I am sorry about that. I guess there just hasn't really been time for introductions, has there? My name is Wynn. It's short for Winston, but please, please don't call me Winston. I fucking hate Winston. But it's nice to meet you. If Metalla was already traveling to other verses, then we had even less time than I realized. I had no idea what he was trying to accomplish, but Breach told me that once Grayson crossed the first threshold into another verse, it would set in motion a catastrophic series of events. There was one thing I could think that might be enough to stop all this, but I desperately hoped that it wouldn't come to that.
We need to talk.
Grayson?